Hi everybody, welcome to the Midweek Podcast. We're in Psalm 119 today, and we're going to be looking at just one verse of Psalm 119, verse 37. So do be turning that up, Psalm 119, verse 37, which will be pretty much bang in the middle of your Bible. There is huge value in someone who preaches regularly getting some kind of familiarity with the original languages of the Bible. So Hebrew, Greek, there's a little bit of Aramaic, but mainly Hebrew and Greek in there. It's really useful for grappling with the text when we're preparing for talks and sermons. You look at a commentary sometimes, trying to get some more insight into what a particularly tricky verse might be saying. And it's really helpful to have some kind of understanding of the original languages, because they often refer back to them as they're picking their way through the verse and trying to unpack it too. Word of confession, my Greek, I've got some Greek. I can sort of find my way around the Greek New Testament. Hebrew, nothing. Got nothing at all. I've never studied Hebrew ever. So, well, to try to keep my Greek going and to remedy my lack of Hebrew a little, one of the things that I do is subscribe to something called the Daily Dose of Greek and the Daily Dose of Hebrew. And the idea is it gives you, every day, you get sent a link to a 2-minute video where the Daily Dose of Hebrew, they go through one verse of the Old Testament. Daily Dose of Greek, they focus on one verse of the New Testament. You get a little, it's a preacher's 2 minutes. Both of the videos often end up being 3 minutes rather than 2 minutes, in that way that preachers sort of go on a little bit longer than they mean to. But basically, they take a verse, they show it to you, they read it to you in the original language, and they translate it, and as they go, just highlight one or two helpful things about the original language. And today, my daily dose of Hebrew was Psalm 119, verse 37. We're working through Psalm 119. We have quite a way to go, 140 nearly verses left to go. But today we were focused on verse 37. And as I was looking at it this morning, I thought, oh, this would be a great thing to do a midweek podcast on. So, Psalm 119, verse 37. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things and give me life in your ways. The psalmist says, turn my eyes from looking at worthless things or vanities, that word could be, and give me life in your ways. Psalm 119, you probably know, is entirely focused on God's word. Every verse of Psalm 119 somehow or other alludes to or directly mentions God's word. If you just glance at the verses around verse 37, you see that there, can't you? So verse 33, his statutes. Verse 34, his law. Verse 35, his commandments. Verse 36, his testimonies. Verse 38, his promises. 39, his rules. 40, his precepts. They're all synonyms for God's word. And here in verse 37, we've got God's ways, is the expression there used for God's word. So the whole of Psalm 119 is about God's word, and it's a psalm just full of, every verse expresses delight in God's word, or regret at not keeping God's word, or prayer for his help, God's help in understanding and believing and obeying his word. And so verse 37 focuses on God's word too. Let's read it again. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things and give me life in your ways. And we home in on that verse to fix our eyes on it for a few moments, and we realise it's talking about two ways of living, isn't it? We can fix our eyes on worthless things, vanities, or we can find life in God's ways. It gives us two options. It's one or the other. And so we look at those two options, and then we think a little bit more. And as so often with Bible verses, we realise how much more is being said than what we just see in the words of the page. So we see that contrast between fixing our eyes on worthless things and finding life in God's ways. And that's a reminder, isn't it? That actually, when we fix our eyes on worthless things, on vanities, well, ultimately, that's not the path to life. That's the path to death. When we fix our eyes on worthless things. The tragedy isn't just that we waste our life in something futile, it's that we're led to death and destruction. What are those worthless things? Well, might be bad things, sinful things. Might be good things, but put in the wrong place. Idols. So any time we take a good gift of God's and treat it as if it's our ultimate hope, the ultimate rule in our life. Think of good things that we might just get totally absorbed in, have our eyes fixed on as if they're all that matter. Family, friendships, work, career, our health, leisure, holidays, hobbies, money. Good things, but when we put them in the ultimate place in life, it's a disaster because, well, we'll never find true satisfaction in them. We're not designed to find true satisfaction in them. We're only designed to find true satisfaction in the Lord. They simply cannot provide us with security either. Think about some of the economic difficulties over the last however many years we've had. People who fixed their hopes on money and suddenly discovered it's not there to give them security anymore. You fix your hope on a job, think I've got it made, I've got this job, I've got this path ahead of me, and then suddenly it's gone. Good things in God's place will always let us down. We'll never find satisfaction in them. And if that's the path we go on, we fix our eyes on them, we will be left destroyed, bled dry, dying in the end. So that's one way of living. And then the other is, well, in the second half of the verse, to find life in God's ways, to know life in God's ways. How do we find out what God's ways are? How are we directed in them? Well, in the context of the psalm, very clear. It's through God's word, through the Bible. And so verse 37 is a prayer for the Lord to turn our eyes from looking at worthless things and to turn back to God's word and to learn of him, to trust him, that we might obey him, that we might find life in him and his ways too. Just one little verse, but it says so many profound things, doesn't it? How could verse 37 shape our prayers? How could verse 37 prompt us to pray today? Well, in many, many ways. Start off by saying sorry to the Lord for all the times that our eyes have been drawn from his ways. And we've placed our hope in vanities instead. Maybe just as we look back over the last day or just this week, where, how have we lived as if other things matter more, will give us more satisfaction, more security, should have more say in our life than God's word? So we start off by saying sorry. And we say thank you. We give him such gratitude for Jesus. I mean, every time we look at one of God's commands or a prayer for us to do something that's right, it's always good for us to stop and think, isn't it amazing? Jesus got this perfectly right. You think of Jesus' life, you read about it in the Gospels. Was there ever someone whose life was more fixed, focused on God's ways, whose eyes were more focused on God's ways? Jesus, so concerned to obey his Father in everything, so concerned to obey the Lord's word in everything. So we're thankful for Jesus because all our salvation rests in him getting this right when we got it wrong. And we're thankful, of course, aren't we, for God's word, which shows us God's ways. What a blessing to have Bibles. I'm guessing if you're listening to this podcast, you've got a Bible of your own. What a blessing to have God's word, not just in Greek or Hebrew, but in our own language that we can understand it ourselves. So we say sorry, we say thank you, and then we pray for God's help, don't we? We pray for ourselves. We could literally take verse 37 and pray it for ourselves. Lord, turn my eyes from looking at worthless things and give me life in your ways. And we can pray it for one another as well, can't we, within the church family. Anyone in the church family needs this prayer, praying for them. We don't need to know anything else about their lives. It's relevant to pray verse 37. Maybe we know them a bit. Maybe they've shared with us some of those worthless things that they're tempted to look to instead as we've got to know them. Well, we can pray particularly for God's help that he would turn their eyes from those things And then, of course, what a brilliant prayer this is to pray for those we know who are not yet Christians. Think of non-Christian partners, husbands, wives, family members of people in the church family who we perhaps pray for often. Well, what a brilliant thing to pray for them. Verse 37, Lord, turn their eyes from looking at worthless things and give them life in your ways, we pray. Just one verse, but so helpful for us as we come to pray today. I'm going to lead us in a prayer based around verse 37. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for your word that is so good and so life-giving as it points us into your ways. We are so sorry for all those times that our eyes have been drawn away from your ways, when we have looked at worthless things, when we have lived as if life is really found elsewhere. Please forgive us. We thank and praise you for the Lord Jesus and how perfectly he got this right, that he never once looked elsewhere for life, but only to you, only to your ways. Thank you that because he got that right, we can be forgiven for getting it wrong. And we pray now that by your Spirit, who helped the Lord Jesus get that right, that you would be helping us, we pray, as a church, to delight more and more in your life-giving word and ways. And we pray that you would be doing that for others too, turning their gaze from worthless things to your word, to your ways, to your Son, that they might come to enjoy life in him too. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hope that's helpful. Hope that's encouraging. Have a brilliant rest of the day, rest of the week as well. Don't forget, we have our prayer meeting this evening, so please do join us for that if you can. Zoom details for that are in the email that pointed you to this podcast. And don't forget to be booking in for church on Sunday as well. We'd love to see you then too. Take care. Bye.